Rabbi, we were speaking over here, the Heilige Pia Setzner, the Rebbe, and the Sefer Chovos Talmidim in the 8th Perek. We were speaking on Daf Samech Vav, Samech Zayin, about that people understand naturally that they're supposed to stay away from doing bad stuff. We all understand bad stuff, and everyone is obligated to stay away from bad stuff. But the Rebbe is telling us not only is it enough to just clean the room, you got to also, the room has to become beautiful. The person has to also fill himself with midos toivos, with kedusha. And someone might say, okay, that's for only the holy people, for the special people. Tzadikim, gedolim, enochanami, their daiga is very high. But every one of us needs that. Every person has to have in a certain way, a certain element of something that's above him, certain elevation that he's going to have to reach. And this is what he says here on the top of Samach Zayin. Moshe Rabbeinu Amar LeYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, Ata, you. Ata with an aleph. You. Ata, horeisa lodas. You. See. Ata, horeisa. Horeisa lashon of ri'i. Ata, horeisa lodas. See to know. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Ein oid milvadoi. There's no one other than Hashem. Leila doiroi bilvad Amar Zois. The whole Torah. It's not only a history book. It's supposed to be about what happens. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ato Reis Aladai," he's talking to every one of us. Loyla Dora Bavad, not only to his generation. Ki Atoyra Nitzchi is he, and Moshe Rabbeinu man higeinu anitzchi hu. The Torah is Nitzchi, the Torah is eternal, and Moshe Rabbeinu is eternal. Gam Ato now Machriz u'Mashmiya, he's calling out and he's making heard. Lechol Lev Nefesh B'Yisrael, every single heart, every single soul of the Jewish people. Ato Horeisa Lodas, you have to see to know. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, Einoid Milvadoi, you have to know that. V'Hayediya, Shenachshav Shashem Yisbarach Nimtza B'Maron. The understanding, the knowledge, to think that Hashem Yisbarach is found b'moroim in the heavens, michutz lanu, away from us, loy dai lanu, that's not enough. Okay, I know conceptually that there's Hashem and he's somewhere up in the heavens. Rak horeisa l'das, you have to see to know. Horeisa means shenire. You have to see Hashem. You have to be able to see Hashem. What does that mean? See it. It doesn't mean that you have to have like see Hashem like a Navi. When a person sometimes speaking to someone else, sometimes you say, I see what you're saying. Huh, I see what you're saying. What does that mean? What does that mean, I see what you're saying? It means that what you're saying is so clear to me, it's like I see it. I see what you're saying. I see it. There it is. It's that clear. I see what you're saying. A person has to be so clear on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see it. We have a saying, seeing is believing, or seeing is knowing. I don't know how you want it. Seeing is knowing is probably more accurate. I see it. I see Hashem. Gam Anta Talmud Vosik. Kvar horeiso ma'at lodas zois. You've already begun to see and to know this. V'im loy sira k'neviim. Maybe we're not seeing it like a navi. V'atzadikim ha'gedoylim. Es shchinas kvoidei neged einecha. That they can mamash see Hashem. Kvar romaz lonu Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yodata hayoim. V'hashevo yisa elev avecha. Ki Hashem ulokim ha'shemayim ma'al v'aretz mitochas einoy. V'yodata hayoim. We're going to know. And usually a person, there are things that a person can see. And we have an obligation to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are times when a person can see something, and even what he sees is not the reality. Seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what we have to do. It's a dargo for every single one of us. However, sometimes people just, they don't even see what's like right in front of them. It could be right in front of their eyes, and they're just not seeing it. The order that we have in the Aleph Beis normally is Samach Ayin Pei. Samach Ayin Pei is that your Ayin is your eyes see something, and then your Peh will talk about it. You'll see, and then you'll speak. No one's going to speak before they see. Your Ayin Peh, that's normal. If you look in Echa, the entire Echa is in the Aleph Beis, but the Peh in Echa comes before Ayin. The Peh always becomes before Ayin. Why is that? So Chazal tells us this week's parasha. Because the Meraglim, they spoke their peh. They were makdim their peh to their ayin. Imagine that. Two people could come to Eretz Yisrael. One person comes and says, oh, this is the most awesome, amazing place. It's like, I feel like the luckiest man in the world. I could be here. It's like, you could just like soak up all of the ruchnius, the gashmius. I mean, then the gashmius was huge. And even now, it's amazing Eretz Yisrael. And some people come here and say, I don't like this place. It's not for me. How could the Meraglim come into Eretz Yisrael and give such a disappointing report, such a negative report? How could someone come to Eretz Yisrael and talk negative? The answer is, they were makdim their peh to their ayin, which means they already knew what they were going to say. They came in and they already decided beforehand, we don't want to like this place. And you don't want to like this place, so then anything you see, you could say is, you know, that's not good, and this is not good. You could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to make everything work out just for you. So they're going to make that there's going to be a Leviah so that they can be distracted just for you. Oh, this place is killing people. It's terrible. Because if that's what your agenda is, that's what you want to see, that's what you're going to see. A person can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he wants to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he doesn't want to, so then it could be staring him in the face just like that, and you won't see it. The Torah tells us, see it. It's there. It's staring you in the face. Rabbi Chanan speaks about this. In Kovitz Ma'amor, Rabbi Chanan says, how could we expect a 13-year-old boy to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could you expect that? You have all these brilliant philosophers, scientists, astronomers, astrologists, people that they're all these, you know, busy like grappling with, you know, with the world and this and that. And you expect this 13-year-old little boy chick to be able to believe in Hashem? Says Rabbi Chanan, it's a beautiful maimer in Rabbi Chanan. He said, believe in Hashem is from the easiest mitzvahs around. You have to be an idiot not to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's right there. This is crazy. This is nuts. My body, this world, the way everything functions. To not believe in a Borei Olam? How crazy are you? He said, so what's shot in Aristotle and all of those scientists? They're not interested. They're just not interested. It could stare you right in the face, and you're just not interested. You won't see it. Because if your ayin isn't makdim to your peh is makdim to your ayin, you're just going to say whatever you want to say. So the Torah is telling us, we can see Hashem, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clear as day. Clear as day. You're supposed to see to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's present. He's in this room at this very moment. He's here with us. Feel that. A person does that. So you're not talking about a person that's just, you know, he's just Torah light. He's just going through the motions. That's what a person has to do. The Pasuk said, Ve'yadata ayoyim, v'ashevoysa elevavecha, ki Hashem hu Elokim. Listen to this pshat that Piasetz Rebbe tells us. What is the pasuk saying? V'ashevoysa elevavecha, hoshev elevavecha, come back to your heart. Come back to your heart. Teida ki Hashem hu Elokim. You have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king. You have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. You know that the same way that you know that your mother is your mother. We all know that, even though we have no proof. We all know that the Holocaust happened, even though we, in theory, there's people that deny that. We all know that there was a Declaration of Independence. Not one of us saw it. At least I didn't see it. But I know it happened. I can know something is true. Fact, I have no question in my mind, even without physically seeing it, because it's like I'm seeing it. I see what you're saying. It's obvious. Teida, you have to know this as a fact. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. V'hashevoysa elevavecha, it starts with that. What does that mean? Ki re'eina, I want you to please see. Mahi haro'oda, what is that feeling that you have? That feeling that we of a murmur in your heart. Asher belibcho la'Hashem. What is that feeling that you have that you really would love? You have a tshuka for Torah, for mitzvahs and tefillah. You would love to be able to daven. You ever saw someone that davened so beautifully, like, wow, I wish I could daven like that? What is that? What is that the desire that you have? Like, you'd really love to be like someone who could tear apart a Gemara. Lama zeh. Kaasher maila ata b'machshavoy secha. Why is it when it comes into your thoughts? Matoiv hayuli, how good it would be. Luha yisi tzadik gadol karav l'Hashem, if I would be like one of those people, close to Hashem, a big tzadik. Ketzadikim asher milifnim, like the tzadikim of yesteryear, of back in the day. Uma ma'usher hayisi, how happy I would be. Luhispalalti es tfiloisai kimagid mikoshnitz, l'mashal. It's the mashal. Apparently the Magid Mikoshnitz was a particularly passionate davener. I would love that. V'nis dabakti, v'nis acharati, and I would be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I would connect with Hashem. B'tahara ilo'a al yada. Wow, that would be really awesome. Libacha kol kach mizdazeya. Your heart is really, really, is feeling that. It's like, it's palpating. V'chol gufcha mefarkes minatshuka zeh. And your whole body is like shaking because you have this desire. It's like there's a fire inside of you. You really want to do this. Where did this come from? Why do you have this desire? It's because you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart. You want to be able to do that. And sometimes some people, they like the disappointment of not being that makes them look, okay, I'll try to find something else that I'm good at. I'm able in order to make me feel good. But really, really, they would love to be able to be like a big tzaddik, a big davener, a big learner. Where's that coming from? Because you feel it in your heart. Tachil nafshecha ve'olav tishtoikek v'tismoigek. That because it's inside of your heart and your nefesh and your mishtoikik, you're yearning for it. V'yodata hayoyim v'hashay voisa el livovecha. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. Get back to your heart. That and realize that Hashem is Elokim. Kishetoshiv el libecha. When you get back to your heart, az teida ki Hashem Elokim. Then you know the truth. You know, sometimes we confuse ourselves. What's the real me? The real me is the me on Rosh Hashanah. The real me is the me on Yom Kippur. The real me is when I'm davening Ne'ilah. Or the real me is the me, you know, somewhere in the dead of winter or the end of a summer's man. Which is the real me? What I believe the Rebbe is saying is, if a person has that feeling inside of his heart, at any time, where's that coming from? Where you're davening to Hashem and you're feeling like you want to be close to Him and you want to do well and you want to do right. It's coming because you really, inside your heart, you know it's true. You know it's true deep down. Sometimes it's hard to face that, so we cover it up with other things. We're looking for some sort of pleasure. We're looking for feeling good. And sometimes we have a hard time, but we know it's down there. And a person has to get in touch with his heart. Get in touch with your feelings. Your real feelings in your heart, and you, when you do that, then you realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Elokim. And that's what a person has to do when he does that, so then he becomes in touch with the fact that I'm much more than what I'm doing right now. There's so much more to me that I have to try to access. Avol Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Levad V'yodato Sha'ashem Hu Elokim Ba'Shamayim Omar. Said, it's not enough just to say Hashem is Elokim HaShemayim. Up there, Ragami Tochas Ein Od. Down here, Hashem Elokim HaShemayim Ma'al, Valoritz Mitochas. Down here in this world, in Tachas HaShemayim. Ein Od Vzeh Hu Ha'iker. That is the main thing. That's the main challenge that we have. The thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being removed, as being distant. So that's not hard for us. But to be able to incorporate HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our day-to-day struggles, in our day-to-day challenges. Ala Oretz Mitochas, Hashem is here in this world. Ein Oid, and there's nothing other than Hashem. Zehu Ha'ikar, that's the main point. Lirois, to see Hashem, v'ladas, and to know Shegam Lamata Ba'oretz Ein Oid. Zulas Hashem Yisborach V'kudushas. Nothing happens in this world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu willing it to happen. Every single thing that we experience, every single thing that happens to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's orchestrating and making it happen. How could a person say this? We're supposed to say it in Aleinu many times a day. Ich yachal adam laimezois. In beliboy el zar. In his heart, he has a foreign god, a foreign power in his heart. He doesn't really mean it. Ala oretz mitochas, ein oid, nothing other than Hashem down here. Chas v'shalom, nimtza, v'agamara emeres, ezu el zar, sheyesh begufa shel adam. What is that foreign power that there is in a person? Havi'oimer ze yetzer hara. That's a person's evil inclination. Ich yachal adam loimer, Yisrael ani. How can a person say, I'm a yid, v'sashem ani oivet, and I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im gam le'el zar asher bekirmo lehavdil oivet. If he's also, he's capitulating to his yetzahara, he's giving in to his yetzahara. He's serving his yetzahara. He's bowing, he's obeying his yetzahara. Elav shoymeya. He listens to the Yetzirah. Ves ritzoinoi chas v'shalom imala. He fills the Yetzirah's wishes. Se'ech yigash la'Hashem. How do we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu leimor and say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu. You are our God. Noichach amar Hashem Elokeinu ata. We're speaking right to Hashem. We're saying, Hashem, you are our God. U'beliboy, and in his heart, Lahavdil el zar miskanein, elav chas v'shalom es atzmei machnia. He's obeying his urges. Person obeys his urge. He's giving into his yetzahara. So he's saying, I basically follow my yetzahara. He's not following Hashem. How could we say Takadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu? So a person has to be careful that he isn't being hypocritical of himself. On the one hand, he davens. On the other hand, his behavior. On the one hand, he comes to the Beis Medrash during the week. On the other hand, what happens when he's not, during his off time? It's a tarti disaster. Listen to this pilei ployim. The pasuk in Melachim. Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Chaf Aleph. Where Eliyahu is speaking to Klal Yisrael. Vayigash Eliyahu el kol ha'om. This is the story of Eliyahu and Nevi Abal in Har HaKarmel. It's a very dramatic story. It's one of the most dramatic stories in all of Navi. Vayoyimar, and Eliyahu says to the people, Ad mosai atem poischim al shtei se'ifim. How long are you going to be waffling? Are you going to be standing on the entrances of two doors? Im Hashem ha'alokim l'chu acharof. If Hashem is your God, go after him. But if you want to follow Baal, it's the Avodah Zarah, go follow the Baal. You want to do that? Go do that. Like, how long are you going to be doing both? What's Eliyahu HaNavi saying to them? He's saying, you know something? If you were an Avodah Zarah, Nick, I would respect you. Because at least you have an opinion. Okay, maybe you're wrong. But what are you doing over here? You're like a yeshiva bachar at the same time. You're this party guy. Like, what is this? You're for Hashem. You're not for Hashem. Which one are you doing? Make a choice. Are you im Hashem, im Labal? If you're for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're going to have to stop. That's it. You got it. A person has to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem hu Elokeinu. I don't listen to my Yitzhahara. I don't capitulate to my Yitzhahara. I don't make up excuses for the things I'm doing. I just got to do what I got to do. That means I serve Hashem. But there are people who, there's a stira minei uvei in their behavior. V'zehu ha'ikar, my friends. This is the main thing we have to do. Hu she'tigaresh esael hazor v'yetzahara mikir b'cha. You have to banish the Yetzahara and this foreign power from inside of you. You have to get rid of him. Loy she'dorshim anu mimcha she'bepam achas tigarsheu kuloi. We're not going to think that a person can do it all in one shot. At once. Tashkim v'tim tzatar b'kol shemetz v'chol. You can wake up one morning and that's it. Okay, I'm done. I'm finished. All my Yetzahara is out the window. We don't expect that. Zayyafshar. Raksha al kolponim. Taschil ba'avodos chazu. Get started working. Person should understand what his goal is, where he's trying to get to, and start working. Taschil, aval gam tismaser kul chala. Give yourself over totally to that. This has to be your focus. This has to be a person's mission. I've got to get the Yetzirah out of my life. Mashal lema hadavar doima. What's an example? Lemelech, there's a king. Shetisganev oyavav uba vihiskanein ba'armoinai. There's a king, and this happened in history where always there was people trying to overthrow the king. It was a mutiny. It was a rebellion. And they're in the king's palace. They made their way into the palace. And they're trying to take control of his palace. V'hoya imsar ha'armon. And then there's the king's general who's trying with all of his everything he has, all of his power, to get the enemy outside of the palace. The king is not going to get angry at him, and he's not going to leave him. The king's going to help him, support him, encourage him. And every room and every step in the palace of the king, when we're getting the enemy out of the palace. And the king comes quickly and he wants to like get into that room and to enter that room and to take control of the room. But what happens if the general is being lazy? He's not fighting. There's no conflict. The king feels like he's actually okay with the enemy. He's like, he's okay with him. You can take over the palace, I don't mind. Beseser in his heart, Ba'olav Shemeya, and the king's general is listening to the enemy, Tikad Ke'ish Chamosoi, how angry the king is going to get. Yiktsoif Yicharfehu Lemar, he's going to get angry at him and he's going to scream at him and he's going to say, Noichelo Boygate, you're an insurgent, you're a rebellious person. You're giving over my home to my enemy. Void imoi hishlamta, and you're now that you're making peace with the fact that he's here. Vech toys, how could you have the audacity? Oid leramoi soisi to fool me. Lemerli, to say Malki ato, you say I'm your king. Voisi ato ive. There's a nimshal here. We're going to get to the nimshal. Es a nimshal betachata me'atzmacha meir. You understand the nimshal. There's a nimshal that he's going to go into the guf and the neshama. But before we get to the nimshal, I just want to make mention of one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace, if we want to be without the nimshal, when we be in the mashal, Hashem's palace is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Hashem's palace. Yerushalayim is Ir HaKodesh. The pasuk says, "V'samachta lefnei Hashem Elokecha," is talking about Yerushalayim, says the Rambam. Yerushalayim is, this is where Hashem is. Hashem resides here in Yerushalayim. And to live in Yerushalayim, says the Pele Yoetz, is a tremendous chus, but it's also a tremendous mechayev. Don't come to Yerushalayim and do the garbage that you do in Chutz Laretz, says the Pele Yoetz. Because you're in the king's palace over here. Person has to realize the behavior that's mechayiv in the palace is totally different than you're not in the palace. And there are people, enemies of Hashem, who are trying to take over the palace. They want to make this into a secular city. They want to bring, they bring tarfus and chil Shabbos and averus and gilead rayas, all the terrible things they're trying to bring here to Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. So are we okay with that? I tell you, I had a friend who came to Eretz Yisrael. He was struggling. He was one of the yeshivas for boys that were at risk. And he was struggling a lot with his Yiddishkeit. He told me, he said, you know, I don't. I was a bachur before there was such a thing as phones and internet and stuff like that. So if a person wanted to watch a movie, the only place to do it was in a movie theater. He told me, I don't go to movie theaters in Yerushalayim. I'm going to support an establishment that brings movies to Yerushalayim. Do you know the war that there was over movie theaters? There was a theater called Edison Theater. And the war that there was in order to try to close them, they're bringing Averus, and they're bringing Znus, and they're bringing all the Tumah to Yerushalayim, and I'm going to support their establishment? I'm going to give money to that? He said, I got my issues. I'll take it to Tel Aviv. A person can support an establishment in Yerushalayim that is Kineged Torah, Kineged Hashem. You're in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we have the audacity to, if we think about the fact of where we are, we have to be so careful about what we're doing here in Yerushalayim. And every person is meant to be in the nimshal also. V'shachanti b'soicham, the pasuk says. I want to dwell inside of every one of you. I want you to be my palace. Es hanimshal betach ato me'atzmecha mevin. You understand the nimshal yourself. Gufcha v'nishmascha. You have a body. You have a body, and you have a neshama. Ha'armon shel ha'ein soif hu asher yishkoin boy. The palace of Hashem, who is eternal, and He wants to dwell. V'shachanti b'soicham. I want to dwell inside of you. Aval ha'el zar ha'yetzahara oyev ha'melech. The enemy of the king is the yetzahara. His ganev u'bechoyes kanein, and he kind of like stole inside of you. When Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hara went inside. Eitz Hadas toy v'ra. All of a sudden, there's ra inside of him. He's like, how did I get inside? And all of a sudden, he's feeling naked, and he's feeling taivas, and he's feeling like, oh, I don't know where this came from. He's the enemy. The pasuk calls the Yetzer are your enemy. Umatigdal chamas malkoy shel olam. How much is going to, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to increase. Biroisoy sha'ata sar ha'armon. You're in charge. Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen l'cha. Hashem gave us. He gave us the ability. Titen l'cha. You are in charge. B'chol sha'arecha. You're in charge of your gates. What are you letting in? What are you not letting in? Loy levad shenasata lo'oyiv. Not only did you allow the enemy, the elzar lishkan v'kirbacha, to come inside of you. Rak oy dishlamta ito. You're even okay with him. You're good with it. You're fine. Tikona lefanav ve'elav tishma. You're bowing in front of him. You're capitulating. Ve'elav tishma, and you're listening to him. Hashem will call you a traitor, an insurgent, a rebel. My friends, let's end on a positive note. Let's start. Start cleaning up. Start. Not saying a person has to be perfect now, but a person should not be okay with the status quo. He has to feel that I know that there's a need for me to change. And clean up your thoughts. It shouldn't be a pit. It shouldn't be a filthy pit of garbage. Work with all of your heart. Bring kedusha into your life. Hamlech es Hashem. A person should crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem. Sherak kidiburoi mitzvoy of tase. I'm gonna try just to do what Hashem wants me to do. It could be I'll fail, but I'm not gonna like accept it. I'm not gonna embrace it. I'm not gonna excuse it. I'm not gonna explain it. I'm gonna do everything I can to get rid of my Yitzhahara, and sometimes we lose. As long as we fight the fight. Tidaber aftachshav. That's the way I'm going to talk, and that's the way I'm going to think. And a person does that. The pasuk says, Kiseitzei lamalchoma aloivecha. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you're willing to fight, Kiseitzei lamalchoma, you go to war. Vishavisa shivyor. Hashem will give you siyat lishmaya. Habolatayr. People say it's so hard. It's so hard. Habolatayr mesayinoy say. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. He'll help you. You can't do it yourself. Yetzer hara is too big for us. Gemara tells us. Gemara says, "Ilmali Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Ein Yachalai." If it wasn't for Hashem, you can't do it. You're right, you can't do it. It's like, I can't do this. You're right, but all you have to do is go to war. See, Hashem, I don't want this. I want out. I want Kedusha in my life. I want to get rid of all my bad habits. I'm going to war. Hashem will give us Siyata Deshmaya, and we'll be zoich every one of us to be Maila Albama Satoru Va'Yiro.